Mesachtas Arla, Parag Beis, Mishnah, Yud Zayin. Basar Kachi Kachim, Ubasar Kachi Kalim, if both Kachi Kachim meet and Kachi Kalim meet. Kachi Kachim are from karbanos that are exclusively eaten by Kehanim. Kachi Kalim are karbanos that can be eaten by a non-Kayin. A Yisrael can eat, for example, like a Shlamim. There are parts that a Yisrael can eat, but only when he's Tahar. And both of these meats, Shinizbashlu and Basar Taiva, they were cooked together with regular Chulin meat. And the Chulin meat had enough to nullify individually the Kachi Kachim or individually the Kachi Kalim, but together between the Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim, there was a significant amount that would not be nullified in the Chulin meat. So in this case, they combine, and the common denominator is Asar Latmeim, it becomes forbidden for someone who's Tamek. And it's only permitted for someone who's tar. A non-kayin can partake in it because the kachi kalim are permitted to a non-kayin, but only when he's tar. When he's tamei, not. But there's no requirement that it has to be a kayin because only the kachi kachim needs a kayin. The kachi kalim do not, and the kachi kachim alone do not have enough to prevent being nullified. Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We learn from the pasuk Araltam Arlasei. It says a double lashon that teaches you that not only is Arla forbidden to eat, but it's also forbidden for other benefits as well. Isser Hana, one cannot benefit. The Mishnah discusses other benefits. Beger Shetzvai Beklipe Arla. If someone had a garment that was dyed from the peels of Arla fruit, and the peels of Arla fruit also have a status of Arla, they have the halachas that one can benefit from them. The Rav says, we learn this from the pasuk es piryei, the word es comes to teach you even something that's tafel, that's secondary to the pri itself, and so the peel is also something that's secondary to the pri and has Arla status as well, and dyes were made from certain peels, like from walnuts and from pomegranate peels, and if you have a garment dyed with peels of fruit from Arla, the Mishnah says Yidalik, it has to be burnt because he cannot benefit from the Arla, and the improvement, the coloring to the garment is benefiting from Arla, so he has to burn that. The Mishnah says Nisarv Bachirim. What if this garment became mixed with other garments that were regular mutter permitted garments, but one of the garments that's mixed in this pile here, he doesn't know where it is, had dyes that came from Arla fruit. So the first opinion, Reb Meir says, "Kulam yidlaku divrei Reb Meir." All of them have to be burnt. All of the different garments have to be burnt. This is the words of Reb Meir. Reb Meir does not allow that garment to be nullified. This is the Reb Meir's opinion. L'shitase later on in Mishnah Zion, we're going to see more about it later. The Reb Meir and the Chachamim have a disagreement there. Reb Meir holds that anything that's measured and counted becomes a davar chashuv, something that has significance, and garments are something that go by midah, by measurement, and therefore they become a davar chashuv, something of significance, and they're no longer able to be nullified. Even when they're mixed around with a large majority of other clothing, these garments will not be nullified, and therefore they're all going to be usher because of the suffix. Maybe potentially this is the one that has the arl in it, and he's going to have to burn them all. The Chacham and Mayrim, the Chacham disagree, and they say Yala Bechad Messiah, it can be nullified in 1 in 200. 1 in 200 is the standard proportions necessary for nullifying arla, like we've seen earlier. And the Chachamim hold that just because it's a davar shebe minyan, it's counted and it has a measurement, that's not enough to make it a davar chashuv, something of significance that's not nullified. He requires it to be larger, and he lists specific items that meet that requirement later on in Mishnah Zayin. But other than that, he holds this is not considered a davar chashuv, these garments, and therefore nullification would work. And if it's 1 in 200, there's 200 other garments here that can nullify this one, it can be nullified.